crackers on the top. Buttery Ritz crackers.
Oh.
That is really very good. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, maybe you got a hot dish recipe. I'm going to tell you, though, that John Circles of Support offers a free chili or soup lunch every Wednesday from 11 to 1. Put that into your survey that you're doing at their food pantry. It's located at Northeast 4th Street in Grand Rapids. Pantry's open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4 and Friday,
Monday through Thursday,
8 to noon. So maybe drop your chili off there.
This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd on your smart speaker, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through chili, music, news, conversation, and events. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
It's coming up on a minute after 7 o'clock. Later this morning, we've got Marshall Helmberger, the news from northeastern Minnesota. We're hoping you'll join us on What's for Breakfast, even if you had chili for breakfast. And we'll do some sports. We've got the whole crew coming in, and we're hoping to check in with our member services coordinator, Heather Johnson. We'll talk to her about this ongoing campaign to hunting for members. And then we're learning about an event coming up, classical music with axe throwing. Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's well, it's coming calming. Up. If you want to throw a good axe, you got to be calm. You can't have on like AC/DC or anything. I think it's a beautiful combination.
Right. The Third Coast Chamber Collective has a new partnership with Ravenstone Abbey in Coleraine, and we're going to be hearing about it. Magdalena Sass is going to be joining us at about 8:45 this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Walleye limits on Mille Lacs and Upper Red Lake won't change for the winter season. In news releases, the Department of Natural Resources cited healthy population trends as the reason for keeping things the same. State-licensed anglers will be able to keep two walleye 18 to 20 inches long, or one walleye of the same length and one longer than 28 inches on Mille Lacs Lake. On Upper Red, the limit is four, with only one walleye longer than 17 inches allowed. Winter fishing regulations begin December 1st and last until February 23rd. Whether they chose the highest playing card or watched their names drawn from hats, some northern Minnesota candidates saw their tied vote totals come down to luck this week. State law endows the local canvassing board to break a dead heat by lot, which means using luck alone when the voters split evenly. In the Carlton County city of Renshaw, incumbent Mayor Gary Butala and challenger Jeff Bloom each earned 143 votes, with one write-in vote. A neutral person drew Bloom's name from the hat, making him the winner. Lisa Johnson has been the Renshaw city clerk since 2011 and can't recall a tie vote before.
It seems so goofy to come down to that, but that's how they do it.
But it isn't final yet. Butala has requested a recount in the race, which will be completed by Carlton County on December 2nd. 30 miles away in Kettle River, City Council candidates Patricia Lund and Laura Simi each received 33 votes for the second of two available seats. City Administrator Kathy Lake explains how the winner was determined there.
We had a deck of cards with 2 through 9, and they were mixed up, and they were put on the table in front of everybody that was there. And both candidates drew a card.
With the highest card declared the winner, Lund drew a 7 and Simi drew a 5. Lund says she would have been happy with either outcome but is ready to serve.
It's kind of a shocker, I think. I'm not used to that. And they were both low numbers. That was funny.
A third tie of 27 votes apiece occurred in Federal Dam in a special election for two city council seats there, also determined by a hat draw. Between candidates Cindy Lem and Linda Monette, Monette will join the council. Carlton County Auditor Treasurer Kevin DeVriet notes the power of a single vote is demonstrated by these types of races. In Renshaw, 20 voters opted not to select a mayoral candidate, while in Kettle River, 35 voters didn't weigh in on city council. The St. Louis County School District will not move to a four-day week next school year, an idea it had floated as a potential cost-saving measure. Megan Buffington has the story.
The district surveyed parents, staff, community members, and a few students about the potential change, which it estimated would save the district $500,000 annually. At Tuesday's school board meeting, Superintendent Reggie Engebritsen shared the results. Nearly 65% of respondents either somewhat or strongly supported the switch, but over 100 parents of over 200 students said they would consider leaving the district if it moved to a four-day week. That would result in the district losing over $2 million. Engebritsen says child care was one of the biggest concerns expressed. To address that, the district will put a pause on the four-day week and work to build a program for kids ages 4 to 12, so the district could possibly change schedules for the 2026-27 school year. The Timberjay newspaper reports the district is facing a $1.3 million deficit next year that will likely result in more staffing cuts. 10 teaching positions were cut earlier this year. Marshall Helmberger is the Timberjay's publisher. He says due to declining enrollment, there may be an even bigger deficit than originally projected, and the district is considering trying to pass an operating levy.
I would predict that their chances of passing that are relatively slim. But, you know, I mean, I guess they can certainly ask voters.
If the district attempts to pass an operating referendum, it would likely be posed to voters next fall.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
706, thanks so much for tuning in. It's member-supported KAXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. I guess I need to apologize here. We got a text coming in from the John Bauer fan club. They would love to hear John talk more about chili, deer hunting, movies, all sorts of things. It seems like he is cut off with ads or corrections every time. I'm sorry, John. I don't mean to cut you off.
It's okay, Heidi. It's just, it's the biz. You know, you just get involved in the biz. Hey,
I've known you for so long where I might hold back with other people. I do not with you. So you get the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved hearing about your chili issue. I just wasn't sure that your independent survey that people aren't eating chili was true. So
it is my independent survey. So within my realm.
But can you say that, yeah.
Overall, no.
Okay. So yeah, that's all. That's the only part. But anyway, so we'd love to hear more about your innermost thoughts, John. I hear you're thinking of making a big change in your life.
Well, I've been thinking of this for a long, long time, really.
Like, what is
maybe
longing?
25 years.
Okay.
To get my ear pierced.
Oh.
You can see Heidi, she's got her fingers.
Good. Good.
And but
tell me more.
But here's my tell you more. Here's my concern. It's not like I'm trying to remain young, you know, like getting a 2024 Corvette and maybe getting my hair bleached and stuff. It's not about getting young. I have bracelets. I love to wear bracelets. I think I don't want to say it's like the feminine side, but I like an earring and I feel like I'm going to do it. I almost did it in Denmark. My nieces were going to take me down there right away. Let's go right now. Get it done. But I don't know if I should do it or not. And then what was your comment?
I don't know if do young men get their ears pierced. I don't see as many ear piercings.
I'm not a young man.
Well, I know, but you said I'm not trying to be young.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's jewelry on a man is what
right,
it is.
Which I think is fully, everyone's on board with that. I think people are okay with that. Maybe. We're going to hear from folks now.
Yeah, let me know if you think I should get it or is it just like, let it go. You know what I mean? When people get a fancy sports car when they're like 70, it's like, my immediate thought is, okay, buddy, you know, but maybe he can finally afford it and wants to do it. It's no different than my earring. So that's what concerns me. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Should John get a earring, ear pierced? I think consider two. I think that looks kind of cool.
What's that?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
We did hear from
that's a stretch.
From Daniel. He said he's not in his deer stand this morning, but he is on his balcony in Costa Rica observing incredible nonstop rain that no one here has seen before. Oh, my, Daniel. Sorry to hear this. Roads are washed out. Cows are swimming in the pastures. Fortunately, I live on the second floor in a small city in the mountains, but I am thinking of Minnesota, safe and dry so far.
Mm.
Good to hear from you today. You can text us if you want to weigh in on, I'm surprised we're not being flooded with texts right now. 218-326-1234. Here's new music from Maggie Rogers, one of John's favorites.
All right.
Sally's getting married. And to me, that sounds so scary. I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, 'cause I'm still acting out of habit. Hoping dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my way back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. My friend Molly's got a guy she swears to God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, oh, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle, but always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me.
Maggie Rogers, don't forget me. John is contemplating this right now. He doesn't want people to forget him. He wants to stand out and follow his own vibe.
Oh, I don't want to
Welcome
stand
to
out.
The Friday morning show. As John contemplates big decisions in his life. The people are helping. This is called crowdsourcing, John Bauer.
Crowdsourcing?
Yes. We are asking the public what they think. And the question on the table is,
should I get an earring at the age of 66?
Dave, we heard from Dave. He says, and I'm going to note when there's capitalizing because there's a lot in the five messages we've gotten already. Do it, Johnny, all caps, do it, 4 exclamation points. Do it, Johnny, do it. We heard from Steve from St. Paul. He says free ear piercing. I think I remember from the 80s, something about ice cubes, a thin sewing needle, maybe some toilet paper if there is blood. I remember
Is that an encouraging one for me?
We'll get to that. But I do remember my sister did get her ears pierced by Uncle Dave and a potato and an ice cube. But that's a different story. He said, look on the internet. You know, you could figure out how to pierce yourself. But he says, do it. Do it. I'll do it. Meet you at Clocko.
All right.
So you've made friends. Even.
Yeah.
We also heard from someone who said, absolutely get the earring. There may be many other people just waiting to do something for their self-expression who will see your earring and feel more comfortable chasing their own fun.
Whoa.
If you can't be authentic in your adult years, when can you be? I love this.
That's beautiful.
I love this for you. And then we heard from Ian, and he says, John, and then this part's in all caps, you be you. He says, some people may think the earring looks freaky, but always remember that freaky people are the beauty of the world.
Mm.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
And Bill from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth. He says, in 30 years as a earring-wearing math teacher, only a couple of times has it been mentioned. Kids ask if I have tattoos, and I respond that I have one. I can show them and still keep my job.
All right. That's pretty encouraging.
I think you've made your decision right there. I mean, I think you trust people, the people listening right now who they're rooting you on.
Now, were these all men?
Yes, all men.
Okay.
Do you want us to ask what women think of it?
No. I mean, I just thought maybe you'd get a couple women and say, no, cut it off.
No, everyone's for it. It sounds like if you've been wanting to do it, you've got to find a place, right? And will it be hard for you to pick what earring? You got to just wear.
Well, you get a stud, right? Right away.
Right. But you get, there's choices within that. I mean, do you want a little diamond? Do you want,
I don't know what I would want, but it's going to be small. It's not going to be flamboyant. You know what I mean? The final product.
But you'll get something, I'm sure, tasteful and elegant that fits your persona for sure. Laura says, we did hear from a woman now. Laura says, John, do it. So on brand for the artist, John. But I would get it pierced in Denmark with your nieces. So you might have missed an opportunity there is what she's saying.
I'm lost there a little bit. On brand, what does that mean?
It's totally you.
Oh, okay.
You be you. Same, you know, do it, Johnny, do it. Same sort of thing.
Okay.
But you're an artist now. You express yourself more in different ways. Why not go earring?
That's true. I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to help? Like after the show, I could do it?
No, you should come hold my hand, though, when we do it.
I don't know where you do it.
I don't either.
Okay.
Should have done it in Denmark.
I think you can at some hair salons in town. I think they do some ear piercing. Hmm. But I got mine at 2+2 at the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud when I turned 13.
13?
So, yeah, that was the big deal. Got my ear pierced.
And what was the decision for you as a young girl? I don't want to say a young girl.
Yeah.
Getting what was the reason for it? To be part of the crew?
Oh, yeah. I asked, and was always no. And then I have a sister 13 years older, and that was her birthday present to me.
Ah.
So she took me. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So the one of the messages that we got, and for polling purposes, the one who said, absolutely get the earring. There may be many people wanting to do something for self-expression.
It could be a role model.
She said, I didn't send a name with my first text about authenticity, but this is Lindsay. I'm a woman for purposes of your gender polling. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
So good to hear from you this morning. We appreciate it. So two women and four men have said yes. Do it. Coming up, the news from Northeastern Minnesota. Thank you so much for tuning in. About an hour from now, we'll be in the midst of talk about sports. If you have a question, you can text it to 218-326-1234. The dense fog is hanging on out there with partly sunny skies. coming today with highs 47 to 50, south winds 5 to 10, and evening lows in the mid-30s.
It's like gray cotton candy out there. I want to thank Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids, offering an endless soup and salad bar for lunch and burgers and hand-cut steaks for dinner. Online at timberlakelodgehotel.com.
Got another one coming in. Two more. Bill from Big Lake says, do the earring. But it has to be a big old musky lure.
Just dangling.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
And then we heard from, there we go. We heard from Joni. She says, this is all the text says. Ice cube, potato, darning needle, and thread. Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. Thanks for the encouragement, but no.
You'll go to a professional.
I'll go to a professional.
Okay. Sounds good. Coming up, news from northeastern Minnesota, and we did. We've got something coming in here.
People have spoken. This is good.
You have advice, very specific advice from someone you know very well. Go to the tattoo shop in town right after the show. And this person has a little diamond stud for you, and they're on board.
This person is at the tattoo.
Your wife says do it. She's got a stud for you.
Oh. Okay.
Time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings at this time, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger. Marshall's the editor and the publisher of the Timberjay newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Welcome back, Marshall.
Well, happy to be here, Heidi.
Well, let's start off with an update on Silver Rapids.
Yes, this is the Silver Rapids Resort property near Ely. And we've talked about this a number of times. It's been the subject of a lot of controversy over proposed redevelopment of the site that was going to be quite intensive. There were allegations and, in fact, lawsuits by a citizens group and by the DNR that claimed that the proposal that was approved by Lake County was in violation of the county's own ordinance, in substantial violation, in fact. However, that lawsuit now, it appears, will probably be dismissed as moot, since the developers rather quietly and without much fanfare surrendered their permits and the preliminary plat approval to Lake County last week. And that means that it will not go forward as originally proposed and as approved by the Lake County Planning Commission back on September 4th. And at this point, they have now filed motion for summary judgment in that court case, in those two court cases. And they're seeking dismissal of the cases as moot, which I would imagine that's probably what will happen, given that these permits now have been handed in. So at this point, we're not sure, the future of this development. The developers have given some indication that they're interested in coming back with a modified proposal. So we'll wait and see, and we'll report on that if and when they come back with another plan.
All right. Let's move on to another story that affects so much of our region. That has to do with school budgets and financing and the difficult task of having to cut budgets and cut staff sometimes. What district have you honed in on, and what's happening there?
Yeah, we're reporting on the St. Louis County School District. That's ISD 2142. Schools at Northwoods, Babbitt, and also an elementary school in Tower, as well as schools Cherry and also South Ridge. According to their finance director, they're facing a $1.3 million deficit for the next school year. It's pretty hefty. That shortfall is in their general fund, and of course that's the fund that school districts use to pay for salaries, benefits for teachers, administrative staff, and a lot of other support staff as well. This is a big number, and it means that they're likely going to have to make some more staff cuts, and they'd already approved some staff cuts earlier this year, anticipating that they were facing a deficit. But, you know, based on their issues with enrollment, they're thinking that they're going to have an even bigger deficit than what they had originally envisioned. And they're even talking about having to go out for an operating levy. They will possibly try to get approved next fall. That would be probably the earliest they could do that. I would predict that their chances of passing that are relatively slim. But, you know, I mean, I guess they can certainly ask voters. But in the meantime, they're going to have to make some rather significant cuts. And they don't know exactly how many staff we're talking about, but, you know, they said the typical teacher, when you add in, you know, salary and benefits and whatnot, you're looking at anywhere from 75,000 to 100,000. Although generally you're laying off the least senior teachers, so you tend to save a little bit less. So about 75,000. So you can do the math. They're talking a lot of teachers potentially will have to be cut. So,
and this is one of those schools that was even thinking in terms of cuts of trying a 4-day week, right?
They were. They had been seriously considering that. And just this week, the superintendent announced that as far as she was concerned, they probably will not move in that direction for this year. They're still keeping it out as an option. But they made that decision. Surprisingly, they did a survey of their staff as well as parents, and they found that there was considerable support for the idea of a 4-day week, a majority support among parents and staff. And, you know, there were some people who had concerns about it, particularly, you know, if they didn't have school on Fridays, you know, what would parents do with young children, given that childcare is a huge issue up here. It's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. The one problem is that they had enough parents who said that, you know, if they did go with the 4-day week, they would have to probably pull their kids and go to another school. And that, of course, was a concern since, you know, the idea of the 4-day week was to save money. They estimated they could save about $500,000 a year through the 4-day week. However, enough parents indicated they would probably have to leave. The district figured as it stands right now, they would probably be money behind if they actually went with the 4-day week because they would lose enough enrollment. And of course, the revenue that school districts receive is dependent on the number of students. It looks like the district is going to try to develop a plan to offer childcare on those days that maybe the schools wouldn't be open. And if they could provide that, then they might find that they would not lose too many families by going to a 4-day week. So there's still some work to be done on that issue. And if they can resolve some of those concerns, we may have this back up on the board agenda here a year from now.
All right. We are headed now, of course, into the second weekend of firearms deer hunting season. Tell us what you know about your region and if people are getting deer.
Well, people are getting some deer. It depends on which permit area you're in, but overall, we monitor about 9 permit areas up in northern St. Louis County, Lake County, and parts of Coochaching County. And so far, on average, they're up a little bit. The buck harvest is anyway. The antlerless harvest is actually down, but that's based on the number of antlerless permits, and those were cut this year as the DNR is trying to rebuild the deer population up here. So that's not really indicative of the population trend. The buck harvest is what wildlife managers look at, and you know, we're seeing some increases, not huge increases, but you know, 10-15%, and that does make a difference. And, you know, but still, there's a lot of hunters out there who are not seeing deer. And, you know, so I'm sure that despite the slight increase, I'm sure most deer hunters are still going to be pretty frustrated.
Well, before we go, you've got a pretty interesting story about a man in Babbitt who's stealing the top of spruce trees and has done it before, yeah. Right?
This is a guy who does this almost every year, and you'd think at some point he'd learn. He's being charged this time with felony theft. This is a 37-year-old man named Blake Robert Bushman, and he's being charged with felony theft for cutting an estimated 5,250 spruce tops from bogs in the Babbitt and Embarrass area. And this individual was pinched as a result of a stakeout by a local conservation officer who had gotten a tip from the Babbitt Police Department. And he was able to observe and document this individual cutting these spruce tops. And he, when confronted about it, you know, he said, well, this was private property, had the permission to do it. It turns out that was not the case. It was private property, at least part of the area he was cutting was on private property, and the landowner said he had no permission whatsoever to do this. And then some of the trees were cut on public land, and he had no permit in that case either. So hopefully something will be done that will discourage this individual from doing it. He has been doing this for a number of years, apparently, at least according to the probable cause statement. And it says he was charged four times for this type of offense last year. I mean, he was caught on four different occasions, but those were just gross misdemeanor convictions. So, you know, maybe upping this to a felony charge might get him to think twice next time.
550 tops of spruce trees is a lot.
5,000.
5,000? Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, he was busy. The thing is, I mean, the guy shows real initiative, you know?
Oh, yeah,
but it's
sure.
Like, why not put this to some kind of a productive use where you can earn your dollars, you know, an honest way?
Wow. I thought 500 was a lot. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. That's some of the news from northeastern Minnesota from the Timber Jay newspaper. That's been Marshall Helmberger. You can read more at timberjay.com. Have a great weekend, Marshall.
You too. Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks. News Roundup. You hear it Friday mornings at this time, and we get a chance to be connected to the news of northern Minnesota through Marshall, through our news department. We thank you for tuning in today. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer.
Connected through spruce tops, also an environmental thief. I mean, not a very smart one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Interesting.
I like
stuff.
That. 500. 5,000, Heidi.
I know. I know. I did not really understand. We have been talking this morning and getting a whole lot of input from folks about John's desire to get his ear pierced. Everyone seems to be on board. We did get a warning that, you know, don't do the potato and ice.
No, I'm not doing the potato. I wouldn't do that.
That you should go, they're recommending a tattoo shop like we have heard already, because they have, rather than a teenager earring store.
Mm-hmm. Or so, they just jam it in there.
I don't know what they both jam. I mean, they might do it. We don't know exactly. Oh, Boomer says get a clip-on earring.
Boomer?
You can get those little cuffs.
Oh, I know, Boom, but doggone, that's the fallout
stuff. What about your
nose? No, come on, I'm not going there.
All right. Most people are on board. So John's going to do it by next week. You going to have it? Or
yes.
First of the year?
No.
You want to put it off a little bit?
Well, I'm going to do it. So,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be the next week or it might be my start of the new year.
Okay.
Or the new look.
Coming up, we'll have best wishes. We'd like to thank our business supporters, and that includes
the Sanford Bemidji Children's Therapy, offering specialized physical, occupational, and speech therapy for children. More at bemidji.sanfordhealth.org. And we also want to thank the Move It Real Estate Group. From in-town residential homes to lakefront settings with both recreational and commercial properties, move to what moves you. MoveItRealEstate.com.
It is deer season. We're hunting for members. We're asking for you to support us. Maybe you're listening for the first time. Maybe you've never been a member. $60 sent our way, and you get a wonderful thank you gift of a little blue eco-friendly notebook with KEXE on it. Just let us know. You can text the word donate right now to 218-326-1234.
So,
bag that notebook with your bucks.
Yeah, and like if you were listening this morning like I was, like I am, we heard from Miss Rogers, and she said her lyric, I can't help but think a good lyric. She said, close the door, turn the channel, give me something I can handle.
There we go.
Simple but beautiful.
We would like to thank Hills Country Greenhouse and Custom Sprinklers. They're located 5 miles south of Bemidji on US 71. The Hill family is hosting a Christmas festival December 7th and 8th. With Christmas trees, winter greenery, custom porch pots, and a holiday photo booth. Open until December 20th, more at Hills Country Greenhouse on Facebook. Now, I wonder if anyone listening went yesterday. There was an event to raise money for the Humane Society on the range. You could bring your pet in for a Christmas photo.
Oh.
And pay for that photo and use it on your Christmas card. And then that money goes.
Out.
Yeah. I mean, you could get a little Santa hat on your...
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or put them in a sleigh, you know, who knows?
That's a brilliant idea.
Did anyone go? I'd love to hear from you this morning. 218-326-1234. Don't forget, coming up will be What's for Breakfast, and we really hope we hear from you. You don't have to be a man who has an earring to call in.
You don't have to be a deer hunter.
Wouldn't hurt.
Wouldn't hurt. So the fog is kind of clearing, but it's still a little foggy out there. Highs today, 47 to 50. With a light south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it's going to be pretty nice. Pretty nice tomorrow, too. Mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies, 40s to low 50s. And then Sunday, we're going to be cloudy again, breezy. West winds at 10 to 25 miles per hour with highs 42 to 45.
Time for best wishes. We do our best to wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and happy anniversary. John, you take today, November 15th.
You got it. Beth and Mike Degnan are celebrating their 41st, folks, from Side Lake. Mark and Peggy Schultz celebrating their 38th from Bemidji. Heidi Krause is having a birthday from Bemidji. Wow, lots of Bemidji's. Bill Wilson from Bemidji, 69 today. Kent Montgomery, he's like building another log shelter or maybe a skyscraper from using dowels. He's from Brainerd, having a birthday.
What does that mean?
Well, he's just a working machine.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea how old he is? You want to take a shot at it?
Let's see.
54?
No.
He's not that old? He's older than that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That Kent is probably turning 60 or 61.
Okay. Happy whatever it is, Kent. And John Coppola is celebrating a birthday from Tower, Minnesota.
For tomorrow, happy birthday from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mary Kay Gallagher celebrates her birthday. We're going to listen to our album of the week now. This is a really interesting album. It's the third album from the duo Kit Martin and Merv Erdem. The band is called Kit Sebastian, and the album is New International. It's a lot of the songs are written on the road, inspired by the sounds they heard while touring the world. So there's all kinds of different instruments in this. You'll hear Turkish clarinet, santur, oud, a zither, harpsichord, and more. So they're
Heard a zither in a long time.
They're mixing French pop, vintage tropicalia, progressive funk, and more. Here they are. This is Kit Sebastian, Metropolis. Mm. Kit isn't that good? Kit Sebastian getting you going this morning. Another vote in for the earring for John Bauer. The song there, though, called Metropolis.
It was a drive-by.
Yeah. Mark Clibundi getting ready to bring us music on the river. He's looking at the new music cart here, and he'll be on with you at 9 o'clock, and he's all in for the earring. I don't know if that meant he had one.
I thought he saw him point to his ear.
I think that was just the...
just the gesture. So,
right.
Yeah.
We heard from Joanne from Side Lake. She says, could you please wish a happy 13th birthday to our grandson, Tommy Crossley from Grand Rapids? Thank
Tommy.
You. From the Dode and Papa Tom. The Dodie and Papa Tom. Is it Dodie?
Hmm. Crossley. Tommy from Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a heck of a good kid.
Is he?
Good golfer, good hockey player.
Yeah, it's his 13th birthday.
Well, happy 13th, buddy.
We also heard from Julie from Sandpoint, Idaho. She says, John, you remember Julie that was going on the Thelma and Louise trip?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
She says, what about a cool little tattoo instead? Maybe tiny one on your earlobe. A small, well thought out tattoo can say a lot about you. And FYI, I have pierced ears, but no tattoos. So maybe I'm projecting my secret desires.
Well, I've had that desire too. I've always wanted to, my daughter Megan once wrote me, I love you in real fun font. And I was going to have that doing a tattoo and I can't do it. I mean, I just haven't done it. So,
okay.
We'll start with an ear.
Hey, Bill from Big Lake. Thank you for the beautiful photo coming in as the moon is rising. It's a gorgeous lonely pine tree in front of a building. I'll have to show you the picture, John.
It was beautiful this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. I want to thank the Bonner Eye Clinic in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, welcoming Dr. Carlisle to their team, offering lid and cataract surgery, general eye exams, and more. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly.
Coming up, we'll be bringing you What's for Breakfast. We are hoping that you will join us. You can send us a text at 218-326-1234. I'll give you a call or call in when you hear our theme music. But first, we're ready for our daily dose of phenology from John Latimer.
On today's date, November 15th in the year 2000, standing in my yard bathed in the light of a full moon, I hear the calls of the tundra swans. The tundra swans are seldom seen in Minnesota. Spring and fall are the only times that they come through. If you see a flock of tundra swans, that is more than 20 birds, chances are you're looking at tundra swans and not the local trumpeter swan. The tundra swans move through the area in the fall, usually at night. I have seen an occasional flock during the day, but usually at night, and there's some calling going back and forth that's a bit unusual, sort of like geese barking, but not exactly. And just that strange call catches your ear and causes you to look up. And every once in a great while, you'll actually see the flock as it moves across maybe the face of the moon, but it's unusual. They are on their way to Chesapeake Bay, where they will spend the winter. And then, again in the spring, they will come back through just as the ice is going out of area lakes. They nest far north in the Arctic Circle.
Phenology, you hear it here on KAXC. We got some great reports in this week, and they're available from our student reports will be available at our website at KAXC.org. Thanks to all the teachers for the great work they do in the world, but also sending us in notes about nature with your kids. Extra work for them, but boy, as you hear the kids telling us what's going on, you just cannot beat it, right?
Well, I know when you go to elementary school, you learn your ABCs, and if you learn about the environment and wildlife, man, it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, just like the ABCs do.
Yeah.
I just got a text, Heidi.
Yeah,
from Joan.
That?
Do you have any idea who that Joan might be?
Joan Downham?
John, I have lots of earrings. You can have your pick to make you even more handsome. Oh, Joan, thank you. Set them aside, Joan. I'll be down there.
Wow.
Maybe I'll be changing them out a lot. You know?
Yeah, I think once in a while, as you know, after a while, you may want to have a tiny bit of a dangling one. I have a feeling
that'll be a stretch, but yeah, and I'm just worried about being able to stick it in the little groove, because I even see veterans having
sometimes you earrings. You get the hang of it. We're going to, before we go to what's for breakfast, I do want to hear one of our student reports, because I feel like it'll lift your day. This is one of the newer schools into our Phenology network, the kids from Cherry.
Hi, this is
Symphony,
Mia,
Lydia,
Willie,
Raven,
and Annalise, reporting from Cherry School. We have been noticing windy, chilly, and cloudy weather.
On November 2nd, Tanner noticed a black bear in his yard in Iron Township.
On November 5th, Willie noticed a white-tailed deer in front of his family's car near Iron.
On November 3rd, Symphony saw a grouse in her front yard and it was sleeping on a branch.
Hello, this is Willie. Yesterday, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed a small tree with green leaves still attached. We think it is an alder.
We also saw a daddy long legs, and we heard a black-capped chickadee. We saw white fuzzy stuff on a tree and think it's woolly alder aphid.
This concludes our phenology report. This has been
Symphony,
Mia,
Lydia,
Annalise,
Raven,
Willie,
reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Willie.
Thanks, you guys. We sure appreciate it. We've got more texts coming in as John's trying to solve his quandary of should he get an earring, and the answer is overwhelmingly yes so far. We just heard from Scott Hall. He says that Frida says, of course, but I say kill two birds, get a tattoo that looks like an earring. Nice job, Scott.
Only Scott. Always thinking. One thing, Dragonfly Coffee, located in the Central Square Mall in Grand Rapids, featuring a scratch bakery and offering espresso, bubble tea, and more. Empowering inclusion and community through employment, special order pricing, and more at drinkdragonfly.com.
If you want to talk to John about his earring, consider being our guest right now on What's for Breakfast, 218-326-1234.
It don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to play a part. What better thing could ever be than a kindly heart? And I'll have yours, and you have mine too.
We're looking for you to join us this morning on What's for Breakfast.
Yeah.
No calls yet, John.
Well, you can't say everybody's deer hunting. That's a lame excuse. Give us a call. Have some fun.
218-326-1234. Share your breakfast with us.
When we sing our songs, everyone will sing along. 'Cause we'll be friends, and they will sing. Exactly what friends can be. We'll be light as balloons, cows jumping over the moon.
Old wrinkles start to twinkle when they hear our tune.
And all the while we can only smile, 'cause we'll be friends coming back in style.
No, I'm getting nervous. Yeah.
This thing on? Join us this morning, 218-326-1234.
It's just a phone call. It's just a conversation. It's like pulling up a chair to your kitchen table.
It'll help with this semi-dreary weather out there. We've got some fog around the region and, you know, gray November.
Yeah, gray November. Good time to talk.
All right. I guess we'll talk more about earrings if someone doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Call.
'Cause we'll be friends and they will see exactly what friends can be. We'll be light as balloons, cows jumping over the moon.
Old wrinkles start to twinkle when they hear our tune.
And all the while.
Style.
We do have a guest on What's for Breakfast. Who is joining us this morning?
Good morning. My name is Therese.
Hi, Therese. Thanks for calling in. Where are you from?
You're welcome. Bemidji.
Okay. Well, Therese, have you had your breakfast?
I just finished, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I had a fried egg sandwich.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Really?
So let's talk about some of the specifics here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The toast. Was it a special toast?
Actually, it was just a bun that I grabbed out of the freezer and thawed out.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Because there was not bread available?
Oh, no. You have to have a fried egg sandwich on a bun.
Oh, on a bun?
Yeah, it can't
really
be on toast, I guess.
I've never had that before. Mine's always been on bread.
Huh.
So slathered with butter over medium. What are we talking here?
Over medium, but then break the yolk.
Oh, break the yolk.
And ketchup.
Oh, nice.
You have to put ketchup in the fried egg.
See, I was afraid to ask about ketchup because I know Heidi would have snapped at me. Like, you're wrecking a good egg sandwich has to have ketchup on it.
Really?
I'm not
a ketchup on eggs person at all.
Well,
my grandson would disown me if I did not put ketchup on my fried egg sandwich.
Okay.
And where do you apply it? Do you put it on prior to the egg or on top of the egg?
I put it on the bun first and then put the egg on top of the ketchup.
Nice. Salt and pepper.
It's kind of soaked into the bun, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Do you cut your egg sandwich in half or just go right at it?
Not in a bun, I don't think.
Just go right at it. Well, actually, I made 2 eggs, and I had an open face, so I had 2 halves.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no, that's smart. I've actually learned that from Denmark, too. That's all they have is open face sandwiches, so you can get more for your value, you know?
Right, exactly, yep.
But Go ahead.
I made a different breakfast for my husband because I made caramel rolls yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And he likes to dip his caramel roll in Malta meal. So I made that for him. I'm not a real big fan of Malta meal, so that's why I went with eggs.
Oh, wait a minute now. Is your husband right there, standing by?
He's somewhere in here.
Well, we got to have a talk with him at some point. Not that we don't want to talk to you, but let's get back to this, Therese. Did you put butter on, right?
On your bun? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the egg is kind of swimming in butter in the frying pan anyway, so.
Yeah, but that wasn't my point. Yeah, it swims in butter, then you also can put butter on your bread, which is fantastic.
Right, yeah.
Nice salt and pepper, Heidi. You got to try this. Has it always been a bun, though? I mean, that's how you were raised? It's only official if it's a bun?
Well, I guess if I didn't have a bun, I'd have to put it on bread, but generally, yeah, it's on a bun. Okay. Or an English muffin. That's
English muffin. Whew. Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow. Therese, what did you have any beverage with that?
Coffee, but it's decaf.
So is there such a thing as a good decaf? Like, there's...
Oh, yeah.
Well, because
especially now that it's caribou season where you get the reindeer blend.
Oh.
The reindeer blend.
Caribou coffee.
What?
Reindeer blend decaf.
So just for, you don't like the jitteriness or health reasons on decaf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's pretty much it. I still like the taste of real coffee, but it doesn't agree with me, so.
All right.
Hmm. How does chili agree with you?
Oh, boy. I think, don't you think, Therese, let's talk about this without John, okay? He's claiming it's the chili's problem, but he has been eating chili like 10 meals of it. Because he made it 4 days ago.
Yep.
He's been eating the leftovers every day. I don't think it's the chili. I think it's the amount. Because he says he's all, it's eating up his insides or something.
It's burning my intestines, I swear.
Oh, my gosh. What do you put in your chili, John?
Well, there was chilies and there was cocoa and there was white apple vinegar. All things. This is a Minneapolis Tribune best chili thing. And it's pretty good, but it's pretty punishing. Pretty punishing.
Yeah, maybe you need to tone it down a little bit.
I think I'm going to tone it down possibly for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I hear Mr. Maltomeal.
What's Mr. Maltomeal's name, first name?
His name is Doug.
Get Doug on the line.
Mr. Maltomeal here.
So you dip a caramel roll, cinnamon roll, in Maltomeal?
Yep, it's the best way to have them. Well, you can slather them with butter, but just plain Maltomeal. I put a little milk in the Maltomeal and stir it up a little bit, and then start dipping.
Well, do you put butter on the caramel roll?
I do not.
Well, that seems
when they're fresh out of the oven, then I put a little butter on them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
Steve, is this some deep set thing that you're through your childhood this happens?
Possibly, because my mom made Maltomeal a lot for us.
Okay.
And, like a hot breakfast before going to school.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm talking the dunking. I'm not talking the Maltomeal. I'm talking about the dunking.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's a little bit like a Reese's peanut butter cup. You know, maybe he tripped once and it fell in the Maltomeal and then forevermore.
Well, so I think.
But you like to dunk coffee cake, too.
Oh, coffee cake, too. But, yeah, it's probably from my childhood.
Wow.
So your Maltomeal is probably, it has some water or there's something to dunk it in. I'm thinking of a thick oatmeal instead of a Maltomeal. So they're.
And do you use it as a scoop? Do you use it as a scoop or do you just dunk it?
I dunk it and make sure that it's fully, the little piece of caramel roll is fully coated with Maltomeal.
Yeah, so it's more of a scoopish, I'm thinking.
So a nap.
Yeah.
A napkin or towel is a necessity, it sounds like.
She's
as
a
you
wet
eat.
Towel.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. All right. We're talking to Doug and Therese from Bemidji today. They're both on What's for Breakfast with us now. I don't know if you guys have been hearing. I would like each of you to weigh in. John would like to get an earring. Should he?
Oh, go for it.
I would say yes.
Doug, do you have one?
I do not.
Okay.
Have you ever